Well, hey, my friends, welcome back to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day here at the Austin Brower and the Ted and Austin Brower Show. But right now, it's just the Austin Report again on Monday. Ted will be back later on this week, and I hope you guys are having a safe, warm weekend, or trying to stay warm. Gosh, that has been the word of the weekend here. Here's a video. You guys like this. This is up in the panhandle over the weekend. Look at this. This isn't something you see on a regular basis very often. And, yeah, that's the border coming into the panhandle up there. A little snowy in Florida. It's rare you see the Welcome to Florida sign with snow all over it. So, yeah, that was a sight to be seen. Then it got down to 23 or 24 here last night again. And apparently the rest of the country's even colder. So I hope you guys are staying strong and healthy. Make sure you keep your immune systems up. Hammer the vitamin C right now. I know I've been making the kids take a bunch of extra vitamin C just because the weather change down here has been so abrupt. I mean, the middle end of last week, we were like 80 degrees. It was like 80 degrees. And went from 80, and then two nights later, we were 22. And so, yeah, it's been interesting. But if you guys need anything, make sure you're staying updated at thebrowershow.com and also staying on the email list here. Tell you guys, if you need it, get updates. I don't do this to be redundant. I do this to continually show any new listeners or customers or watchers as far as what the easiest way is. Stay updated on the emails every single week, every single day. Click the update button up here. The first, last name, email, I'd click the Brower Show and Health Masters. These are two different email lists. So the Brower Show gets you the updated podcast every single day. The Health Masters news gets you the updated sales and three packs and kits and different specials we're running on the website at healthmasters.com. So you can pick either or. I say both because that way you get updated on everything from shows to supplements. Like a special like this with the NAC, when specials like this go on, like with Product of the Week, you have the ability to come in now and get notified as soon as they go on sale so you can make sure you don't miss them. And so this is the NAC formula, which I've talked about in detail. If you don't know anything about it, make sure you read up on it. N-acetylcysteine, it basically helps manufacture glutathione, and it's an enormously strong antioxidant with huge amounts of benefits for the lungs, for the immune system, for the liver. NAC, if you guys did not know this, is one of the only actually approved standard care options for Tylenol and acetaminophen overdose. A lot of people don't know that. If you go to the hospital and you've had an enormous amount of Tylenol for whatever reason, I don't even recommend taking Tylenol at all. People know how bad this stuff is. More is coming out now about it's linked to autism on top of everything else it causes, including liver failure. NAC is actually a standard hospital protocol, an intravenous NAC, to basically try to save and protect the liver. That is how strong and effective that supplement is. So we carry one of the highest quality NAC formulas on the market with 600 milligrams per capsule. And it's designed to continue to help keep your respiratory system functioning properly, detoxifying your body. There's also a reason, too, why we put it in the Spike Protein Survival Kit, which is the vitamin E and basically the N-acetylcysteine formula that helps out. And also the other formula we have on there. There's another kit. Let me pull it up here. There's two kits that we run the NAC in, and we do this specifically to help out with the circulatory system and also detox the body. Like here's a spike protein right here with the NATO, NAC, and Super E. And these three that go together like this are really, really important for helping prevent issues that occur with the immune system and the circulatory problems that happen after the COVID shot, which I know a lot of people ended up getting it because that was just something they were told to do. Because remember, it was safe and effective. The same government that told you that there was no Epstein files, that nobody was involved in Epstein, that he trafficked nobody to nobody. Oh, wait. Didn't they just come out with another list of files again today that's going into detail about Bill Gates and his exploits with Epstein and a whole host of other topics that are coming out now? And everybody's going, you know, how does the FBI, how have they acquired millions of pages of files on a single individual? But yet Pam Bondi comes out and says, there's nothing to see here. FBI comes out and says, there's nobody to investigate here. But he did nothing. Nowhere. We don't know what he did. We don't even know who Epstein. Who? Who? Who's Epstein? Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah, that guy just killed himself. We don't know anything about him. Now we got millions of more stuff just got released over the weekend. I've read a very, very small amount of it. And it's not anything that anybody's surprised about. More stuff actually keeps coming out. And they're trying to redact as much as they can of it. But my gosh, there's a trove of stuff on this guy. And then ironically, just ironically, this is the ironic part to me, is I tell you guys how much theater is all around us all the time. That's why you got to be really, really cautious about what you listen to and what you actually stay in touch with as far as when it comes to news. The House begins to work a bill to end the partial government shutdown again that happened over the weekend. It was basically supposed to start on Tuesday. It's like the circus show has run out of topics to keep putting up there. There's only so many dancing bears, so many rings of fire for tigers and lions to jump through, so many monkeys that are throwing poop at everybody. They don't know what else to come up with. So they just keep playing the same play over and over again, humiliating the United States. Almost like it's this humiliation ritual they keep doing to the country to ruin our credibility. I mean, how often do you remember you hear all this world news? Russia's having another government shutdown. Oh, yeah. China's having another government shutdown this week. Oh, they pushed it to next month. Now there's another Chinese government shutdown next month. How often do you hear about that? You don't. The reason why is because this is all theater designed to keep people distracted, looking at different directions. The ICE topic in Minnesota has gotten so much coverage to keep people distracted. Now they have to cover up what's going on with the Epstein file. Isn't it always coincidental every time they release this pedophile out in public as far as with any of the topics that occur with him that, oh, something else has to happen now? They always do it at the exact same time. So it's like they're telling you what he did. They're telling you who's involved in. They're telling you what he did. And they're saying, hey, by the way, you should probably make sure you protect your children. Because these guys are out here. Because we are them. And we do whatever we want. And we're going to let you know we do whatever we want. I mean, it's blatantly clear now when the evidence has come out now, the stuff that's gotten released. Epstein was working with the CIA and Mossad. You can read all his topics about now his direct involvement, the contacts that he had, the people that he was around, the stuff that he did. I said this 10 years ago, and everybody thought I was bonkers. I mean, who in the world gets these kind of charges down here in Florida and gets 13 months house arrest for, you know, soliciting basically sex with a minor and underage trafficking? I mean, you need to be in prison for the rest of your life. Not 13 months at home with an ankle monitor on in your 20,000 square foot mansion on the water. Nobody gets deals like that. Well, you do if you work with the CIA and Mossad, your confidential informant that's getting dirt on everybody, and they're using you for intel to continue to control people on both sides of the aisle to get the bills passed that they want so the BBB bill can pass for trillions of more dollars. So now we have Palantir monitoring everything everybody does with cameras connected to the flock that's monitoring tags, that's doing full algorithm protocol analysis on every single person wherever they drive at all times. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's going on now. Nothing to see here, guys. The government's shutting down again. It's funny. We've had another $3 billion bill passed. Another $3 billion bill section passed to give more money to that country that seems to constantly know everything that everybody's doing all the time. The boys that love free air. They get another $3 billion. But we can't even keep our government open because we're so inept. It's interesting to me. Oh, and by the way, you guys have been asking me about it. We have a 3-pack on this, on the Fit Food. We also have a 6-pack on this, on the Fit Food. I actually need to get an updated photo on it. The Fit Food's one of the best protein shakes to have pre- and post-workout, or just in the morning like I do on a regular basis. But a lot of people like to stay stocked up on it because it's a great meal replacement as well, especially if you're trying to burn body fat and you're wanting to have a good high-protein snack without really eating a big meal and not having to basically cook. Or you just want to basically be able to keep protein constant in your diet. Because remember, whenever you're cutting down, you're burning body fat, you're trying to preserve as much lean muscle tissue as possible. The reason why, one of the reasons why, we always say you have to eat 6 small meals a day, or at least somewhere around that, is because A, it massively keeps your metabolism moving very, very quickly. Because you're eating small meals, you're drinking shakes, and you're drinking them throughout the day, so your body's constantly processing. Secondly, it keeps your protein levels at a range they should be to maintain the amino acids in your body to keep constant protein synthesis high as possible. So you can continue to maintain muscle tissue, preserve it, and also repair it while you're exercising. One of the worst things you can do is go on a diet and start eating really clean and not eat any protein at all. You will start hemorrhaging muscle tissue fast. I mean, you'll lose weight, You see it now, these individuals that take Ozempic. That's one of the primary problems that happens with them. They're eating less food because their gut's not basically dumping the food out. That's why they're getting sick half the time. And they're eating the same things they ate before in smaller amounts. The problem is what they ate before already had low protein. Now they're just eating plain junk food all the time, but small amounts of it. So the body's still losing weight. You start hemorrhaging muscle tissue. That's what they say on average, 40% of Ozempic users' weight, in most cases, on average, 40% is lean muscle tissue. The other 60% is fat. That ratio is horrible, by the way. That's a horrific, horrific ratio. And that's why people start getting so skinny, definitely looking skinny. They start getting that sunk face look like they're on a contest prep. And they just, it's not a healthy look, guys. So try to lose weight like the real way, eating clean, exercising, taking supplements. Blood sugar is one of the biggest factors in getting your body weight under control. Because once you get insulin under control and you get insulin spikes under control and you have consistent blood sugar, your body will have a much, much easier time digging into that stored fat and burning it like it needs to. So just something to be aware of there. Now, also, too, in other news, something I want to cover here, health topic that came up. Actually, you know what? I'm going to change. I want to go on this because I got a lot of emails after last week. You guys can just see this here. Gold below 4,600. Excuse my rudeness here, drinking a shake while I'm on the air, but I am hungry. You can rewind back to last week. Thursday, I had multiple people that were asking me when gold and silver were on this like insane run last week. I mean, it was like every day it was going up $200-$300 an ounce. They go, Should we buy it? I said, do not chase this run. Absolutely, I said on the show, do not chase this run right now. There is going to be a massive correction soon. Nothing climbs that fast, that quick. We're not having a correction. And sure enough, today, it's about 4,600, 4,700 an ounce. I think current market on it, where are we at here? Gold continuous contract, 4,700 right now. Yeah, about right. It actually hit almost 4,400 this morning in Shanghai. And it came back up. The reason why I'm bringing this topic up here is because a lot of people, you have to be cautious when you see things going up that fast, is because at a certain point in time, it is guaranteed 100% there is going to be a correction. Because at some point, a lot of people are going to take their profits out. And when they do, it starts a cascading effect. That's when you get a waterfall. And all of a sudden, it's like, whoa. I'm taking my profits because this guy's taking his profits and it's dropping rapidly. And he had a huge, huge drop in the paper markets. The problem with it is you still can't get a lot of the physical right now. Not for this price. Try to buy it. The premiums just changed to basically cover the spread. And what's happened is now they're saying the next ceiling on gold is going to be 6,000, which I fully believe. And right now you have a massive correction by basically there's fresh demand that changed in the market. Now everybody, a lot of it, they're buying basically the bottom, buying the dip. So don't be all weary about this, because I know a lot of people, when I saw silver at 120, I was like, Dad, just put the brakes on, brother. Just wait and see what happens pretty soon, because everybody was going in and rushing to buy, and the people that had huge holdings that had it, you know, from what, 3 months ago, that had it at 50 an ounce, we're like, yeah, we're going to dump it out now and rebuy the dip. So something to look at, something to be aware of. I don't give you financial advice. I just kind of tell you my opinion on certain things. And that was something last week I was spot on about, pun intended, on Thursday. I told everybody, do not buy it right now. Let it correct. And sure enough, the very next day, massive, massive correction on Friday. So you're welcome on that one. If you guys listen and didn't buy it 120 ounce, just thought I would throw that out there. And also news, and other news too, this is something I wanted to cover here. And pull it up. Where are we at? I had it right here. Speaking of liver, this is what I want to cover, because I was going into N-acetylcysteine, and I'm kind of doing a detox liver show today. You know, everybody needs to sometimes detox your brain. Sometimes you need to detox your body. And this is another good one now, since the NAC is on sale, and it is such a crucial product for detoxifying the liver. Most people underestimate as far as liver toxicity. They really do. Because of what times you drink in the water, if you ever have any alcohol consumption, foods that you're eating, ultra-processed foods you're exposed to, heck, the stuff we breathe in the air half the time, the toxicity, and everything else in between. Your liver has to filter all that out. That's what your liver does. It's a giant filter. Well, you think about it, car filter. What do you have to do every couple thousand miles, especially your dusty conditions? Change the filter. What happens to your house filter? Every few months, you got to change the air filter. Keep the handler functioning good. Everything that has a filter has to be changed. Well, the issue with that is God didn't make our liver to be swapped out. You don't have a little zipper right here. And you're like, oh, by the way, it's been a year. We're just going to unzip this, pull the liver out, and put a new one in. I mean, it'd be convenient, I guess, to do that, but it'd be kind of, I don't know, difficult. I mean, it'd be easy if God did it, but overall, that's easier said than done. But that way. So you don't get to do that. I don't get to swap my liver out every year. You got to clean it out. You got to detox it. And what happens is over years and years and years, most people don't ever take anything that helps detox it. They don't ever do a fast. They don't ever drink enough water. And so years of toxicity, the liver starts to become engorged. It starts to get fat in it. And what happens is you get these little tears, micro tears, and the body puts in scar tissue to repair it. Well, years of doing that, the liver starts to become inflamed and it becomes large. You do it long enough, the liver starts to basically become cirrhosis. You start getting non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. All the fat and scar tissue starts building up. Well, you've ever got a dirty air filter on a car, a motorcycle, or a dirt bike, you know that it starts running really lethargic. Not much throttle response, doesn't feel really good, and you throw an air filter in it. We used to always use K&N back in the day. So K&N air filters, we'd clean them. We'd have a cleaner, fully flush it out, and then we'd re-oil it with K&N air filter, and that would catch the dust. Well, N-acetylcysteine is kind of like that oil and cleaner at the same time. It flushes the liver out, it detoxifies it, and then it protects it. Almost like coating the liver, if you can picture it, coating the liver with a nice coat of NAC, and it's like a filter, a pre-filter. So the toxins that are trying to come to your liver, NAC is catching those toxins, processing them, flushing them through your liver safely, and repairing the liver at the same time. That's how NAC works. In a really simplistic analogy, let's put it that way. That makes it really easy to understand that anybody's been involved with air filters or car filters or house filters. And so this is why NAC needs to be taken on a regular basis. It says in this article here, 5 hepatic substances, protective substances. A modern life producing more pollutants than ever before, and the standard American diet supplying a deluge of sugar and ultra-processed foods, is no surprise that your liver may benefit from occasional boosts of gentle nutrition support. It says, we've identified the top 5 HEPA-protected supplements on the planet to make it easy for natural enthusiasts, health enthusiasts, to stock their herbal medicine cabinets. The first one here, curcumin. One of the active polyphenols in spiced turmeric, curcumin, has numerous scientific validated health benefits, including providing liver protection. Curcumin is responsible for the bright yellow color of turmeric. Oxidative stress causes a host of inflammatory injuries that damage healthy cells. Chinese research team explored the use of curcumin to alleviate damaged liver cells and caused by exposure to ethanol, the ingredient found in most alcohol beverages. Now, the GHI cleanse, I had a GHI cleanse somewhere. GHI cleanse, you know, we have an extremely high dosage curcumin formula in that. That's turmeric. That's one of the reasons why the GHI cleanse is such an effective formula, including NAC and milk thistle extract and all the other stuff in that product. It's funny because I have a lot of people. I've got so many people on that product now because this is a common problem, very common problem. All the way from whether it's Tylenol exposure in your past to alcohol exposure in your past to cigarette smoke to bad food, the liver takes a beating. And eventually what happens is the inflammation gets so bad it doesn't process properly, and the liver almost starts like backing up the body. So the toxins can't get out. So you're becoming toxic. And so every time I have people that are really just, they're lethargic, they're tired, they're getting toxic, I'm like, you go on GHI cleanse. You're going. Take 2 scoops twice a day. If you're really toxic, take 2 scoops 3 times a day, and you'll be shocked the effects that it has. One of the reasons why is the study, rats that were pre-treated with curcumin before exposure to ethanol demonstrated less oxidative stress through measured enzymatic activity. Researchers concluded that oxidative damage to liver cells were significantly ameliorated by curcumin treatment. This is why I have the detox formula on the site at Health Masters. You guys have seen this before. It's really simplistic. This is just honest, open here. If you're going to basically, if you got a Christmas party you're attending or a New Year's party you're attending and you plan on, you know, basically having a drink or two, take 2 of these in the morning, the day of, and then the day of and the night of. So take it twice, 2 times. Take 2 of them 2 times a day, so 4 capsules total. And basically sometime during the day, if you're going to drink at night, take them the next night, the night when you go to bed. And that really cleans it out. Now, just on a general basis, if you don't drink at all, it's still good to stay on this formula, at least on a semi-regular basis, to detoxify the body and really support toxins and neutralize free radicals. But I'll get back to this article here so we have so many other topics to cover today. Now, the other one that talks on here is coffee. Now, the thing about this is here, this wasn't talking about coffee and drinking it. It was actually talking about essentially the ingredient in coffee, basically the non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and how coffee in certain forms can detoxify. Now, the problem with this is, or they talk about this in the article, is the vast majority of coffee has a lot of toxins in it, like lead exposure, cadmium, mercury. There's all kinds of crap. Most coffee is very, very poor quality. Just put it that way. Not to mention solvents they also meet with it. And so they're talking about real, true, certified, completely pure and tested organic coffee. And also, too, that's why in the colonic program that we used to carry, we still have the supplements online and we also have the instructions online. I just don't sell those kits anymore because they're too much to inventory. I'd order a bunch of them. They didn't sell a lot. And they're just very big and invasive. But a lot of times you can go to so many places now and do colonic cleanses right in-house at certain places. It's just a lot easier. That's why I recommend messing with that now. You get the supplements from us, but go to a place that does it. But a lot of times that's why they do the coffee enema with the colonic cleanse, because again, it helps detoxify. So again, the third one on here we have is the NAC. This is the big one. N-acetylcysteine is the precursor amino acid L-cysteine that acts as a potential antioxidant. It says the prescription of high dose of acetaminophen with mild to moderate pain management is still commonplace. This is Tylenol. It says, the result of data revealing unintentional overdoses, the FDA, as pharmaceutical companies, use NAC to help with liver failure. NAC has demonstrated a promise for hepatic substances, partly due to its ability to efficiently block acetaminophen toxicity. A study showed that administration of NAC within 8 hours of acetaminophen overdose effectively mitigates hepatotoxicity, advising that this over-the-counter supplement can provide a convenient and effective way of preventing toxicity associated with large doses of Tylenol. That's the FDA and their infinite stupidity. They barely get anything right anymore. Even they say, run an AC, period. Now, another one here is talking about is ginseng. Now, ginseng we have in the GHI cleanse in a form of it, a really clean form that we've added to it. I don't carry it separately because, quite frankly, the GHI was that end-all, be-all that I threw everything in. And so this goes into detail on some of the anti-inflammatory properties of ginsenoids and essentially what they can do. That's in there as well if you're looking at that. And then the fifth one on here is in vitamin E. It said vitamin E's antioxidant properties plays a huge role in healthy liver function. Meta-analysis of randomized controlled trials found that vitamin E supplementation significantly improved liver function and the quality of liver and tissues in patients with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Vitamin E protects the liver against oxidative damage caused by exposure to formaldehyde. One of formaldehyde is one of the most common home and industrial toxins in use today, found in products like carpets, curtains, wood cabinets, furnishings, products such as glue, paints, pesticides, cosmetics, and detergents. That's why on the vitamin E formula that we have, it's a massive mix to tocopherol. The thing is, when you get vitamin E, you want to make sure you're getting a vitamin E that has multiple mixed tocopherols and also is a clean form. This is why on here, you can see, we have all these different tocopherols in here that massively help out with what you need as far as antioxidant support. Because what happens is you have to have the mix of them and they have to be natural occurring. A lot of times they have a lot of this synthetic stuff that they put out on the market, very, very cheap forms of it that they just don't do much. Like you go to Sam's, and I've always told people this, you got to look at the quality from where you're getting it from. You also got to look at the price. Now, I'm not saying you just go buy stuff because it's expensive. Just because it's expensive doesn't mean it's good. In some cases, people are ripping you off. But when you go somewhere, and they got like the Great Value brand at Walmart or something, and it's like, buy one bottle, get 10 free for $1.99. You got to kind of ask yourself the question, how in the world are you even buying a vitamin for $2 or $5, even $10 in some cases? Especially, I mean, if it's full retail on the shelf, it's giant 180 capsules. You know, BOGO right now, buy one, get one free. Hey, I know for manufacturing costs, just from doing gel capsules and all this different stuff, the cost of product production, just in small amounts like that, or just even in large amounts, with high-quality products, high-quality rolls, is not cheap at all. So when you see these things getting sold, you got to ask yourself the question. I mean, I was at Sam's a little ways back again. And I'm curious. I'm a very curious person. I like to find things out. I like to do research all the time. So I'm over there. I got Hunter with me. We're grabbing some stuff. And I'm like walking through a vitamin aisle to get somewhere. And I just stop. I was like, what are we doing? So we're looking at vitamins. He goes, why, Dad? We make our own vitamins. I said, touche, Hunter. I said, but I like to basically look at different brands on the market. He's like, oh, Okay. So he's standing there, kind of wondering what I'm doing, right? Because we could go to the office and get supplements. Well, I pull one of the first bottles of CoQ10. Of course, it's like $19.99. $20 for a bottle of CoQ10. I'm like, I know. Basically, this has got to be a cheap CoQ10. The fact it's even for sale on this. And, of course, I pull the bottle out, look at the other ingredients. One of the first ingredients, and it's Red 40. Red 40. The synthetic food color Red 40. The one that's unbelievably toxic to your cells in your body, Red 40. They added it to make the gel capsules red inside. So it looks like you're actually taking a ubiquinol form of CoQ10. Because CoQ10 in ubiquinol form naturally has a red tint to it. Just how it is. Well, clearly they're not using a good form when you have to add Red 40 to a vitamin that's for your health. And I'm shaking my head. And, of course, it was a product that came out of China when I did my research on it. I pulled up the manufacturing company, then where it came from. It's all from China. And I'm sitting there going, but how many people, they hear something, they go, CoQ10. They run the store. They say, okay, what's the cheapest CoQ10 on the shelf? This right here. Bottle for 180 capsules. $19. And they buy it. Then they wonder why they're getting sicker when they're taking vitamins. Do your research where your products are coming from. Don't just blindly buy things on the shelf because you heard a name. Do some research. That's why I recommend you want to look at quality, look at my ingredients, compare and contrast to other companies. If you need anything, healthmasters.com. And if you got to call us up, my staff is always here to help you guys out at 1-800-726-1834. I don't answer the phone much anymore because I'm constantly either with customers or contractors or on the show or a host of other things. So I'm not in the office very much anymore, so I don't usually answer the phones. But my staff there has been trained by me or Ted on a regular basis. And if they can't answer a question, they just text me up, which is rare anymore nowadays because everybody at the office takes supplements. It's involved in supplements. It's in everything with it there. So be sure if you need them, you can call them. They're here. We answer the phone because most places don't. I mean, I tried to get a hold of a company the other day on a product. Impossible. Spent 30 minutes. I went down the rabbit hole. I mean, I'm using everything from Google and all this stuff. So I want a phone number. I got to ask them about something. Cannot in any way, shape, or form get a phone number at all. I mean, I'm going down to LLC filings in certain states. Nothing. Everything goes basically to some 1-800 number that doesn't go to anything or to P.O. boxes. And I'm just shaking my head and I'm like, and I really want to look at this company and work with them and see if they're making anything. And I finally just gave up. I was like, you know what? I obviously don't. They don't care. I don't care. And I sent them on an email contact form. They got back to me a couple of days later. And sure enough, complete waste of time. And this is why it's so important to know who you're working with, guys, especially when it comes to your health. You know, it's one thing if you're buying, you know, paper towels or something basic that's just a throwaway item. But when you're looking at something that you're going to be putting in your body every day, that you're expecting your body to respond to properly, that you want something to detoxify your body like NAC, isn't it important to get the highest quality? I mean, for example, you're going to go buy a house, right? You're going to buy a house. Are you going to do your due diligence on the house? You're going to make sure you can see, you know, the property lines, see if there's an easement across the property, find out how it was built, do an inspection on the house. You're going to do all these things before you buy it, right? Most people would. If you're smart, nobody's just going to buy a house sight unseen. Well, I guess some people did during COVID. That didn't work out very good for them. Now they're upside down in a house that's worth $150,000. They paid $500,000 for, and it's falling apart because D.R. Horton built it. Oof, did I say that? I'm going to have to cut that one out. I don't need to get in trouble again. I'm not going to go down that road today. I'm just going to make a lot of people mad in the housing industry and people that got ripped off. I digress. So, yes, you're going to do your research on supplements before you put them in your body, and that's what we do at HealthMaster to bring you guys this here every single day. Also, too, this is another thing that ties into NAC, since it's kind of turning into an NAC show today. This right here, antioxidant supplement shows potential for OCD treatment. Imagine that. That's pretty cool. NAC is emerging as a promising treatment for some adults with obsessive compulsive disorder. They're saying now that approximately 50% of Americans have some type of OCD. Researchers have been accumulating evidence during the past few years that NAC, a derivative of amino acid cysteine, available over the counter, could help people with OCD. And it goes into details here. Let me pull it up because it's part of here that I wanted to show. OCD and serotonin. NAC's potential effectiveness is treating OCD suggests a disorder caused by a rise in the body's glutamatergic system. Because what happens is the neurotransmitter glutamate not the inhibitory neurotransmitter serotonin. That's the problem. Some researchers believe so it may be better treated with NAC than SSRIs. The majority of OCD treatment has been traditionally focused on modulating serotonin levels, as evidenced by the widespread use of SSRIs. The emphasis on SSRIs is not unique to OCD, but extends to other psychiatric disorders. Abnormal levels of glutamate have been observed in people's brain regions with OCD. And it goes into detail, it says these findings, along with documented altered function of glutamate receptors, suggest that glutamic function dysfunction plays a significant role in OCD. So what does that mean? It says that NAC, the N-acetylcysteine, actually has an effect on this and can help out in multiple ways with glutamate. It said NAC is not always the first line of treatment. However, it can help out significantly. It also talks about here as far as in young children. It says in children, a practicing guideline recommends especially NAC for mild to moderate OCD problems. NAC and OCD is a lot of letters here that I'm talking about. Long story short on here. Is not written very well on this topic, is that NAC, it detoxifies the body and helps out in so many different ways that they're actually using it now for OCD. So just an idea, just an option, not saying it's the end-all, be-all, but the more you find out about it, the more you realize that this NAC product can really help out with a lot of different things for overall health. Another topic here on gut health. 8 essential supplements for gut health and how to use them correctly. Now, one of the things that I've talked about repeatedly is the use of probiotics. And this is what it goes on in detail here. It says it targets your specific problem. And this here is a list of the different probiotics that are really important for certain things. Now, there's a reason why, if you guys know, we have the probiotic. So I love my search bar up here. I'm just pulling anything up on here. The 350 billion, which is one of the very popular ones we have, because it's the world's strongest probiotic. I mean, you look this up, and the dosage on it is absolutely insane to me. You can go compare it to anything else. And, I mean, 100 billion CFUs, 15 billion CFUs. This product is insanely strong. That's why it's so expensive, because it's unbelievably expensive to make. But it works. Now, if you're not really sure as far as if you want to go that strong on one, which I recommend it at least to start off with it, we also have the 100 billion, which is also a really, really good formula. It's a much more as far as simplistic on it, but it's still really, really strong for overall health. And you can see here in this article where it's going into detail about supplement health, is those are the exact ones we use it here for overall gut health and gut protection. Now, the next thing here into detail in the stomach. It says vitamin D and omega-3s. It says both vitamin D and D3 fatty acids help strengthen the gut barrier and immune system. It can be part of strategic supplementation plans depending on deficiencies that can be measured through blood tests. I can't recommend this any more. Those inflammatory conditions should look at vitamin D between 40 to 60 minimum. If you don't have access to lab testing, there's multiple places you can go to get this done. You know, you can go online. You can order your own blood work through like LabCorp and other ones on their Persona Labs. If you don't want to do it through your doctor, which sometimes you get it through insurance. I don't have insurance because I'm not going to be paying thousands of dollars a month to the industrial industry complex to rip me off. I've already been down this road many, many years ago and figured out what would best for me. I'm not telling you what to do with yourself, but everybody can figure it out. Vitamin D has to be at elevated levels in the body, at least in my opinion, around 50 or 60 minimum. You go higher than that, especially if you're having some type of chronic issue, like, you know, basically the big C word you don't want to talk about. Again, I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm telling you those type of supplements like vitamin D are crucial. I talked to a good friend of mine the other day. His girlfriend is having an issue with basically a tumor on her adrenal gland. And he was showing me some of the blood work, and I was just giving them my opinion. I'm not giving anybody medical advice, just my personal opinion if I was in that position. And I said, where's the, I'm going through all the blood panels and some of the stuff, you know, it needs some work. And I'm like, where's the D3 levels? Page. Nowhere. I said, so let me get this straight. You're seeing a doctor about this C word tumor on your adrenal gland, and they haven't even tested D3 at all on you yet? She's like, well, I don't know. This is what the blood work they keep doing. Shook my head and said, can't be right. I'm missing it. Scroll through. No vitamin D. The doctors that are treating her have not even tested her vitamin D levels one time. Now, why is that? Is it because they're just naive? Is it because they're uneducated? I don't know. the fact you have a doctor working in that expertise of an issue, that they don't even check vitamin D, boggles my mind. And I told her, I said, this is like way too common, honestly. I said, that's the first thing you need to go do right now. She goes, well, I can start taking vitamin D. I said, you need to start taking vitamin D. I said, I don't even know what your blood work's at right now, but you need to take vitamin D immediately, in my opinion. And so she's supposed to go get blood work. They're going to let me know as far as the next time they're getting vitamin D on it. But it boggles my mind how important vitamin D is for overall health and for that specific topic as well. And yet so many people, their doctors don't even test it. And like I said, is it because they're being just inept? Or is it because they intentionally don't care because they want to make sure that they can use their medical treatment plan to increase their profitability? I don't know. I'm not them. I can only speculate. But I can tell you it seems way too common that people don't test for that. Anyways, I go out here. The sleep-gut connection. This is a big one here. Melatonin, magnesium, and zinc. Gotta love this stack, my friends. This is why the Sleep Like a Baby kit is so popular. It says essentially melatonin, magnesium, and zinc together for regulating cardiac and circadian rhythm is so important for gut health and sleep health. Research supports melatonin use to improve IBS, acid reflux, and ulcerative colitis. Zinc contributes to melatonin production. Magnesium helps improve sleep and lower anxiety. Most of us don't have adequate zinc and magnesium intake unless you're taking the zinc. The ultimate multiple formula like we have, which everybody should be on that formula. I mean, the ultimate multiple is the standalone. If you can't take anything, if you're on the budget, run the ultimate multiple capsules or the ultimate multiple powder. Either one, the same formula. Powder's best bang for your buck because I can put more in there. I don't have to use a capsule with a flow agent. So it's best. But some people don't like the powder. They like capsules and vice versa. That's why I have both of them. And I have the chewable. I mean, I did everything there for you guys. I mean, if you want to drink it, you want to swallow the pills, or you want to chew them? Pick one. Anyways, so those are really important for you, and this is why I said you got it like the total rest with the GABA. Huge dose of GABA in it with magnesium. It helps out, especially if you're taking melatonin, to really get restful, deep sleep and let your body heal. The gut has to have a good connection with the brain, and the brain's not functioning right. It's not detoxifying right. It's not sleeping right. It's going to have health issues overall, and it's going to cause issues with the gut. The more we do the research, it's getting so crazy to me how much the gut and brain are working together. So, and then the next one here. What is this one again for the gut? Curcumin. Excuse this shoe ad here. I don't know why I got to have shoe ad. I don't even need new shoes. This is what happens, right? When the algorithm model can't get you right because you got tape on everything so the cameras can't see you. Like I do on here. The microphones are turned off. Nothing tracks my IPN. The cookies are turned off. And they try to do stuff. And I'm like, well, I'm not even going to tell you what shoes I normally wear because I normally just wear boots. Put it that way. Curcumin is so important for the digestive system, reducing inflammation. This is why so many problems that when people start having gut health and inflammation problems, what do? They go take ibuprofen. Well, the problem is that's got a secular effect that causes more problems. So make sure you're taking the right supplements. It says mistakes that undermine your supplements. Choosing the right brands, getting good quality. This is all super important. And also says starting too many at once. Normally, when I have somebody that goes on a big, heavy stack as far as supplementation, I break stuff up. I try to add supplements in, and then I try to spread them out, and then we build up on it. Because what happens is you want to break them out throughout the day if you're taking high doses of stuff. Like I have my morning supplements, I have my lunch supplements, and I have my bedtime supplements. That's the best stack that I've ever found for me, personally. I usually recommend it for other people because it works good too, because it allows your body to absorb them throughout the day, keep levels at peak numbers, and also too allow the body to absorb the most of them. Because sometimes you take too much stuff at one time, it's difficult for your body to get the most out of it. That's why I try to break stuff up and kind of go through in a cycle throughout the day for the best overall health. So again, that's what's really, really important in here for maintaining the gut. Because again, the gut and the brain tying together. And if you're not taking the right gut supplements and you're not taking care of it, you can have issues with the brain and vice versa. You cannot underestimate that connection right there, my friends. I'm so, so important on that. And another one here that came up that I wanted to cover. Where are we at? This is something interesting. Oh, yeah. Toxicity again. No more citizens' petitions. Industry lobbies Congress to weaken key protections against toxic chemicals. Months after a federal judge ordered the EPA to regulate fluoride over risk to children's brains, industry-backed lawmakers industry-backed lawmakers. They're lawmakers that are trying to put laws in place that are heavily lobbied and funded, in my opinion. Let's just call it what it is. It's bribery. I mean, I love the word lobbying, right? So lobbying is this topic where if it's lobbying, it's legal. If it's bribery, it's illegal. Let's be real. It's the exact same thing. I'm gonna give you some lobby money for $1 million so you can help out with this. What am I going to do with it? You're going to give that money to other people to make sure the laws get passed. Well, isn't that bribery? Whoa. I did not say the B word. I didn't say that. I said, use some lobby money for you. But you want me to take the money and utilize it to get laws passed? Yeah. That's bribery. No. It's not bribery. But it is. No, it's lobbying. It's the topic, man, when you break it down, is so stupid. Anyways, industry-backed lawmakers are advancing legislation to disable the Toxic Substance Control Act. I wonder why. Experts say the overhaul will block future citizens' petition, shield the EPA from court scrutiny, and undo the legal tools that the fluoride case has made possible. These guys aren't going to stop, man. I mean, let's just be clear on that. They are bent on making America as dumb and as sick as possible. This is why when you see stuff come out, they go, oh, yeah, it's for your safety and protection. Really? Then why can't we have free topics on this? Why can't we discuss this? Why is the algorithm always blocked if you bring up fluoride toxicity? It's crazy to say here. I want you guys to look at this. It's part of the proposed, It's part of the proposed sweeping overhaul of Toxic Substance Control Acts. Experts said legislators want to eliminate public right to file citizens' petition, a right enshrined in the TSCA since it was passed in 1976. Citizen petitions allow citizens to file civil actions to compel rulemaking on chemicals that the U.S. Environmental Agency has failed to regulate. Surprise, surprise. It was just such a petition that led to the September 2025 landmark decision by a federal judge who ruled the current levels of fluoride at a community water systems pose an unreasonable risk to children's health. The judge ordered the agency to take action to regulate the chemical. In a nutshell, if you don't remember this, a few months back, I covered this in detail. The EPA, in its infinite corruption, doesn't do anything but try to fine people, essentially, because they have, you know, water storing in a pond behind their house, or somebody deletes their diesel DPF on there so they get better fuel mileage. The EPA is one of the most corrupt agencies we've ever witnessed. They were the ones that are single-handedly involved in making these vehicles more, basically less reliable, having more problematic issues to them, having all types of problems long-term, more prices and expense in the motors, all the things up and the above, while pushing the electric vehicle nonsense system. That's EPA. They've also were the ones that have for decades standed on fluoride's healthy and safe and effective. Just don't ask what dental fluorosis is, because nobody can explain to you why a little bit of fluoride makes my teeth strong and healthy, but a little too much fluoride causes dental fluorosis, which makes your teeth fall apart. What? Please explain that to me, Doc. Well, you understand. It helps your enamel. It prevents cavities. I've never seen any long-term research that's shown that fluoride actually stops cavities. None. Real true hard research. But a little too much fluoride caused my teeth to fall apart and decay in my mouth. Yeah, it's safe and effective. That's why on every tub of toothpaste that has fluoride in it, it says 100% of the time on the back of the toothpaste, if swallowed, contact Poison Control Center immediately. But hey, guys, you put it in your mouth. It's safe for you. Wink, wink. Don't ask questions. Anyways, I digress. So now what they're saying here, this win was a landmark because it represents the first time a citizen's petition, look at this, citizen's petition filed under the TSCA led to a lawsuit that won and even made it to trial in a federal court. Former EPA executive director told the defendant that the proposed change to the TSCA basically intended to prevent courts from doing exactly what they did. So this is designed to make sure the EPA rules now like a god. They can rule anything they want, put anything they want approved, get anything they want on the market, and no court can even question it. This is how arrogant the EPA is. He goes on to say here, the attorney representing the plaintiffs on the floor lawsuit said if the proposed changes had been law in 2016 when they filed the petition, we would have never been able to access the court to challenge water fluoridation. You think corruption?
Yeah, this is it right here with the EPA. If the proposed changes go through, it will prevent any future plaintiffs from forcing the EPA to take action on chemicals that are blatantly overlooked and being ignored. This is crazy. He said there's no doubt this proposed change is a direct response to success of the lawsuit. I'll slow it down. In fact, I have heard from multiple sources that our case has been viewed with great displeasure by the regulatory community, which is another way of saying the industry. You get what he's saying right there, right? The EPA is the industry. The EPA has been bought by the industry. The EPA is completely and totally under control by the industry. Meaning, this is why I said, they're one of the most corrupt alphabet agencies in the country, short of ATF. I mean, ATF goes, yeah, we traffic, 2,500 machine guns and 50 caliber weapons to the Mexican drug cartel via Fast and Furious. But then we lost them. We lost all of them. All of them. Every single one. And then, but we found one of them in Arizona. Killed a Border Patrol agent. Yeah. And we found the 50 cals with Chapo's compound. Yeah. But we did it, guys, for your safety and protection. We gave the guns to the cartel so, we could track them and see where they went. Except we couldn't. We lost all of them. And it was, it was for your safety. We did this for good reason. How about they just come out and say, we're ATF. We're probably one of the largest weapon traffickers in the United States and domestic. That's what we do. We can't seem to figure out how to stop everybody in Chicago from getting machine guns. But, we arrested a guy in St. Cloud because he put a stock on his semi-automatic Scorpion instead of a brace. And he's in prison now for 3 years for possession of an unregistered short barrel rifle. He was a FAA flight comptroller. Never been arrested before. Had no history of criminality whatsoever. But we got a confidential informant to snitch on him through an FBI phone and go to his house, take photos of a stock that should have been a brace, and we still put him in prison. But, those 2,500 machine guns that have undoubtedly probably killed thousands of people that we trafficked the Mexican drug cartel, well, it's okay because we did it. Guys, at what point in time do we stop pretending that this is a joke? Serious. EPA is the same topic on this. Push back on this. Make sure we have the ability to file citizens' petitions on a regular basis. I tell people, get involved in this stuff. Make sure you're talking to your representatives that are actually legit, that aren't bought and paid for by Israel and AIPAC. I'm just going to throw it out there because we already know what they are. The boys that love free air, they're the ones who run this industry. They're the ones who control the EPA, and they're the ones who continue to bring this stuff and completely subvert everybody to thinking this is okay. This is why I bring these topics up and I talk about them on a daily basis and things that we can do all the time. Also, too, going back to this now, this is interesting. The new Epstein files reveal he may have been trafficking girls to others despite official denials. No duh. Allegations probably serious questions about the officials' contentions that there isn't evidence to investigate third parties. This was crazy on here. A disclosure of more than 3 million files related to Jeffrey Epstein suggested that other men were involved in the abuse, prompting questions about officials' contentions that there's zero evidence to investigate any third parties for any involvement in the financing of sex trafficking. New released documents contain allegations that Epstein provided victims to other men, revealed in prior disclosures, as well as court documents, show direct criminal involvement with Epstein and his accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell. Gosh. Oh, sometimes I feel like I just get tired of repeating the same thing. Cash Patel gets on. We've released it now. There's nobody to investigate with Epstein. He trafficked nobody to nobody. Ghislaine Maxwell's actually in prison for trafficking nobody to nobody. Nothing exists here. Nothing to see here. And the stuff comes out. And like I said, isn't it ironic? Again, more of this stuff gets released because of court rulings. And suddenly, the government's shutting down again today. Suddenly, we don't want to talk about any of these other things that are going on. Don't worry about them. We got all this other stuff to talk about now because we got to keep you guys continually distracted in the wrong direction. Just something I thought I would cover here on that. Now, also, too, in other news, this is something interesting I want to pull up here. I was talking about GLP-1s and the weight loss drugs and the exploding colon lawsuits, a symptom of deeper health crisis. And this talks about now what's going on with digestive problems and all these issues with these shots. as far as that people are taking now. I've told you guys so many times before, make sure you're really doing your research on this stuff if you're going to be going in and starting to take these drugs. I mean that sincerely, because what happens is the more people keep taking this stuff and the malnourished bodies and the paralyzed part on their bodies and the root cause isn't just the junk alone. That's one thing I want to add on here. The GLP-1s in Ozempic, in and of themselves, do I think they're safe? No. I think they're diabetic drug. They are diabetic. I don't think they are. They're a diabetic drug. The issue is they use it as a weight loss drug now. But it's not just the GLP-1 problems. It's the fact that the super, super disgusting standard American diet is a cocktail of ultra-processed foods, seed oils, refined sugars, and chemical additives. And the food provides calories but lacks any vitamins, minerals, or phytonutrients or anything to reduce inflammation in the body. Colds and digestive systems are barely functioning under the toxicity on a normal basis. Problem is, now, which happens is, now you have people that are essentially going on GLP-1, so you got the side effects from the drugs, you got this ultra-processed diet, now they're just cutting back calories on the ultra-processed diet, not taking any support supplements for what's going on, and their bodies are just going catabolic and malnourished. Just shutting down. And on top of all these other health problems that they're already having that are root causes that aren't being addressed. And so this is why, on a regular basis, I keep telling everybody, do research, look at the basis of everything, and make sure you're not just going in and saying, well, I'm just going to take this drug, and it's going to fix everything. Detoxifying the body is one of the first things you should possibly do when it comes to losing weight. I say that all the time. Get your gut health under control. Get the probiotics in your stomach. Get your inflammation reduced. Get your liver cleaned out. Once you get those things in line, just in that order like that, detoxifying the liver, getting inflammation down, cleaning the gut out, and then repairing and rebuilding probiotics. That's a four-step plan that works really, really good. That then you can really efficiently start burning body fat. If your body and your liver is plugged up, your gut's plugged up, your liver's plugged up, it's detoxified, you got inflammation just throughout your entire body, basically not having bowel movements, you got all this toxic stuff in your gut, and you have no probiotics, so there's no gut-brain connection, and you go, I'm going to go jump on GLP-1s. I'm going to go jump on Ozempic and lose weight. You'll lose weight, all right, but you're just going to make yourself more toxic because you're not actually looking at the root cause, and that's thyroid downregulation. That's elevated insulin levels. That's toxicity exposure. That's massive inflammation. Get those underlined, get them in check, just like I have lined out on the website, get on the supplements, and then start burning body fat unbelievably efficiently. And you'll be shocked on how much weight you lose, how much muscle you retain, how much better you feel, how much better your body functions, and it will be permanent as a lifestyle change, not just an injection that you jump on, lose a bunch of weight, and then come off of it and you balloon right back up. That's why a vast majority of people that are taking these drugs gain the weight back within a year to a year and a half after they come off of them, because they're not changing the overall diet or lifestyle. They're just covering it up and masking it with a diabetic drug. Here's an article here that goes into detail of this that we wrote a year and a half ago. Harrison actually wrote this for me. It says, detoxifying the body and brain naturally, nutrients and compounds that may help reduce residual pharmaceutical burdens. And it talks about how pharmaceutical drugs are designed to influence specific biological pathways or chemical messages in the body. However, the activity does not always end. Neatly, once they have done what they're prescribed to do, over time, small quantities of these compounds and the breakdown products can linger and accumulate in tissues, specifically the liver. And it goes into detail now how a lot of these drugs that you take and stuff you're exposed to never actually fully gets out of the body because nobody's actually fully detoxifying. It talks about the body's detoxifying pathways. It says, the evolved complex detoxification system handled mainly by the liver, kidneys, and gastrointestinal tract, to a lesser degree, the brain system. The liver transforms substances into forms. I want you guys to read this for yourself. The liver transforms substance into a form that can be easily excreted. The kidneys help filter it out. The system in the brain aids removing metabolic waste during sleep. When dealing with multiple pharmaceuticals, and also too, I'll add into this, ultra-processed foods, on a long-term scale, ensuring the detoxifying pathways have adequate nutritional support and help maintain their efficiency. And so what it's saying is here, you've got to take the right substance to clear your system out, but you're not going to actually fix the root problem. You're just going to mask it. And then other drugs are going to mask that. Here again, NAC, supporting internal antioxidant defense. milk thistle, which is in the liver support that we have and in the GHI cleanse. Then on here again, curcumin, plant compound with brain and liver implications. Give me camera four. Then we have vitamin C here. Basic antioxidant support, super crucial for the immune system, super crucial, and for healing, and for collagen production, and taking care of the brain, or taking care of the skin. B vitamins, essential helpers for detox and metabolic issues, metabolism. Metabolism and getting the thyroid functioning properly is crucial. Alpha lipoic acid, regenerating key antioxidants. It's an antioxidant that helps regenerate other antioxidants like glutathione. That's why NAC and alpha lipoic work so good together. Magnesium thionate. You guys know this one, the magnesium brain food. That product needs no introduction if you've taken it. That's involved in essentially the brain and other numerous enzymatic processes. The magnesium thionate, in particular, crosses the blood-brain barrier and improves magnesium levels and synaptic function. While not a direct detox agent, maintaining healthier neural environment helps the brain cope better with any lingering effects of stimulant medications or other health problems and supporting overall balance. Combining all these together, not any single product works the best. Well, I guess GHI cleanse, but that's not a single product. It's dozens and dozens and dozens. And essentially what these do is they go together and they have a synergistic effect, and a lifestyle factor enhances also detox support. Here we have again, lifestyle factor. This is something I tell you guys all the time. Nutritional support is the most effective alongside health habits. Regular exercise, improved circulation, 80 waste removal, staying hydrated, assist kidney function, and quality of sleep. Future directions in detox research. It basically continues to evolve. And conclusion here is you've got to get your body cleaned out. You've got to reduce the oxidative stress. You've got to give your body the right supplements in order to get the most effective results. And then you can win too, especially if you have a sluggish thyroid, which sluggish thyroid is almost always tied into toxicity. I mean, you'll be shocked at what happens when you detoxify your body and then throw in the thyroid support as well, especially if you have a sluggish thyroid. What we put in here, in the bovine organs, in the adrenal glands, in the pituitary gland from Argentina grass-fed bovine, all these things are so crucial for helping the thyroid get back on track to burn body fat like it's supposed to and get your metabolism running like a freight train on nitrous. These are crucial supplements. So I've given you guys the test, the answer key, and already graded it and given you 100 on it. Right here's the report. All you got to do is read it. I can't make it any easier. I put it on a plate. If you want to, go look at these things on the site. Look up the articles that we have. And again, you can go back to the detox supplementation articles we've written on the site at healthmasters.com, because it's not that difficult to get back in shape in most cases, but you have to make a change. And that's the thing I keep telling people. The best analogy that you have, you're going down the interstate and you're going west. So you're going west on I-4 towards Tampa. You're driving down. We're so excited to go to Orlando today. Hey, but we're going to Tampa. This is west. No. We're going to Orlando. We're not going to Orlando. We're going to the Gulf of Mexico right now. Gulf of America. You guys like that one. No, we're not. We're going to Gulf of America. You got to turn around, bro. We're not going to Orlando. Well, if you're making decisions and you're going the wrong direction and your body's getting sicker and it's getting more toxic and you're having these health problems, at what point do you stop and say, okay, there's no more normalcy bias. We're not going to Orlando. We're going to the Gulf of America right now, but we really want to go to Orlando. We're taking an exit. We're doing a U-turn. We're making changes, and we're driving in the right direction. At what point do you stop making the toxic decisions, stop eating the toxic food, clean out your body, and start adding in supplements to go the right direction? Again, that's a serious, like a silly analogy, but it's the truth. Start today. Make a change today. Get out and walk. Way too cold in some places, so maybe do it inside. Brown trampoline, inside, you know, cardio, treadmill, whatever you want to do. But start something today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. Get on the supplements. We can do expedited shipping and have you within a few days, as long as it's not frozen at negative 40 degrees in Alaska right now where you want them shipped to. But expedited shipping will get them to you anywhere in the country in 2 to 3 days. We pride ourselves on having the highest quality supplements. If you need anything, contact us. Product of the week, you guys know what it is. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for your support. Hope you guys enjoyed another super high-paced, you know, 5-point harness ratio again today with me. Stay strong, stay healthy, stay warm. We're here for y'all. I appreciate you. I'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow, as always.